Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking and technology. Today, we're diving into the fascinating world of AI and its real-world impact.
I'm so ready for this. It feels like AI is everywhere, but is it actually making a difference, or is it just hype?
That's the million-dollar question. This article by Alistair Barr argues that AI is living up to the hype, especially behind the scenes in tech. Think of the technical work that makes everything run smoothly. AI is transforming it.
Okay, color me intrigued. Give me the deets.
Well, take Vercel's Next.js conference. It was buzzing with developers using AI to streamline tasks that used to take tons of human hours.
So like less grunt work, more innovation.
Exactly. One attendee, Rahul Sonwalkar, put it perfectly. Capabilities once locked behind highly paid programmers are now accessible to everyone.
Whoa, that's a game changer. But what about beyond the tech world? Does this apply elsewhere?
Absolutely. Barr gives an example of a friend at an investment fund who used ChatGPT for legal research, saving the firm potentially $70,000 and a ton of time.
70 grand? Talk about return on investment.
Right? And it's not just saving money, it's about efficiency. They skipped the basic research and jumped right into the specifics with their lawyers.
Smart move. Okay, I'm starting to see the real-world impact here.
And it gets even better. A friend at Google is writing 20 times more code thanks to AI auto-completion.
20? Is that even possible? Does the AI ever mess up?
Sure. Sometimes it goes off track, but it's easy to correct. The developer just adds a little more code, and the AI adjusts.
Got it. So it's not replacing human coders, it's supercharging them.
Precisely. Even Vercel's CFO, Martin Abrahamson, is using AI tools like V0 to create websites using plain English.
Wait, even non-coders can build websites now? That's mind-blowing.
It's empowering. Abrahamson called it becoming a quasi-coder. It lets him pitch ideas to his technical team faster, which accelerates the whole development process.
I see. Interesting. So it's like a rapid prototyping tool.
Yes, and Barr even tried Vro himself, creating a basic website in just 2 minutes. He kept adding features, and the AI just kept building.
2 minutes? I'm going to have to check that out. What else does the article cover?
It talks about Julius AI, a service that automates data analysis. Think scientists, marketers, analysts, anyone working with heaps of data.
So making data analysis accessible to non-experts.
Exactly. They've got over 2 million users and generate 2 million lines of code daily. Sonwalkar, the founder, said it would take an army of human coders to match that output.
That's insane. So AI is changing the game in so many fields.
It really is. It's not just about replacing jobs. It's about empowering people to do more, faster, and better. It's early days, but the potential is truly remarkable. And that's all for today's episode. Thanks for tuning in to Nutty's Show.
Bye-bye.